my fellow Americans. This July, we're celebrating America's birthday at Moda Casino by giving away $1,776,000 in prizes. And one lucky winner is going to take home $1 million SC. Happy 250th birthday, America. You're welcome. Download Moto Casino today.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Save big money on your next project now at Menards. Menards is the leading supplier of quality roof and floor trusses. Choose from our large selection of residential and post-frame trusses or design custom trusses specifically for your project. Get started on your building project today, in-store or on Menards.com. Plus, view our weekly flyer for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards. Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, after her parents divorced, her mom bought a large Victorian home and planned to renovate. They just weren't counting on all of the paranormal activity.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your Real Ghost Story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is, 855-853-4802, the phone number to call and share your real ghost stories with us. You want an ad-free experience, no commercials in the show, then check out our premium channel on Apple Podcasts. You get advanced episodes there as well, and bonus episodes, all ad-free, or patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com to get in on all of that. Tony and Todd with you on today's episode of the program. What's going on?
You know, I love old houses, mm-hmm. and when it ties in the paranormal, I want to hear more about it. So,
yeah, I'm excited.
Let's get into this story here.
All right, let's hear it. 855-853-4802. Hi.
I wanted to tell you a story that happened to me a while back. My family has had a history of paranormal strange stories. This story happened late summer, early fall of 2007. My parents had just divorced. And my mom had bought a large Victorian home that was built around the 1860s or 1870s. And it was close to the college I was going to at the time in Northeast Ohio. The home was large for just the two of us and her three dogs. And it was once split up into a duplex and apartments. So we decided to renovate the home and try to restore it back to the way it was and fix it up. So when we were going through the home with the realtor, I made some comment like, wouldn't it be cool if this place is haunted? And my mom, who used to be a paranormal investigator, was like, oh yeah, that would be so cool. But when I looked at the realtor's face after having said that, she had this very strange, shocked look to her face. And it preceded me to ask, well, is this place haunted? But she just kind of shrugged it off as if she didn't know. But we fell in love with the place and our offer was accepted. But during our final walkthrough before getting the keys, a male realtor came out of the house and was refusing to go back into it. And he only wanted us to sign the paperwork to the house out in the driveway, which we thought was very odd. And clearly something had spooked him, but we just chucked it up, you know, it's an old house. So as we were moving in and getting settled, we didn't really notice anything too out of the ordinary at first until we had started hiring the workers to fix up the place. The first worker was working in the kitchen area. It was his first day. He was working all by himself. And when I came home from work, nothing had been done and he had abruptly left, I guess, and was refusing to come back to the house. Another time we had an electrician who was approaching the home who claimed to have seen a woman in period clothing peering down at him from the upstairs window. He too refused to enter the property and asked one of his colleagues to finish the job for him. And then a different worker, who had no idea of the prior worker's quitting, was peeling up carpet and saw a woman at the top of the stairs and described her exactly the same as the electrician. She was in a period dress, white clothing, but he said that the expression on her face scared him. So it became strange to my mom and me that several grown men who were working on our home were refusing to come into it while my mom and I had not experienced anything at all. I think the first thing that we started to experience or noticed was things were moving, especially keys and wallets. We had a large dumpster outside because we were renovating, and our keys would end up in there. Sometimes our wallet would end up in there. We also had a set of keys appear that no one knew who they were. They appeared in the upstairs kitchen. We couldn't figure out where these keys came from. And all of a sudden, just as they appeared, they disappeared. And it wasn't until months later, when my mom was exiting her car, that these keys fell out of her lap, like magically appeared. And she still to this day cannot figure out how that would have happened. So we began to feel like we were going crazy because our keys and wallets were disappearing and reappearing in random places. But my first incident and experience that I realized something was going on with the house was, it was late that fall and early winter, and I was sick in bed, and my bedroom was above the dining room and the sunroom to the house. And it was early evening, and my mom had told me that she was going to stay the night at her boyfriend's house, who was now my stepdad. So I said, okay, and I heard her leave. And a few hours later, while I was still laying in bed, I heard footsteps in the room below me in the dining room. It sounded like boots on hardwood floor. So being sick and in bed, and it's a large house, I called her on my cell phone. I said, hey, what are you doing at home? I thought you were staying the night. And all she responded with was, I'm not at home. So I immediately freaked out and just figured there was an intruder in the house. My now stepdad was already calling the cops. And by the time the cops came, they searched the whole house. They found nothing. They said they were sure that there was no intruder, just for the fact that they searched the house. They didn't find anything, and there were no fresh footprints in the snow. So after that incident, my mom and I decided to go to the local library and the historical society to see what we could pull up on records and microfiche. We pulled up all the prior owners of the home, but one couple stood out to us. Was an older man and woman who were married who had died in the possession of the house. We didn't know how they died or anything, and the librarian had advised us to speak to the police officer, who was oddly at the library at the same time as us. So we spoke to him, and he said, I remember that case. He said that the old woman had died in the hospital from health complications, while the year following, the man was a podiatrist who ended up committing suicide in the room off of the dining room in the sunroom. He told us he would give us a copy of the police report. So my mom and I decided to keep this little bit of information to ourselves at the time, because my two older brothers were coming to visit the house and they were already creeped out by the house as is. So there was no way we were going to tell them what had occurred there. So my brothers wanted to stay the night in the living room. So my mom went to bed with the three dogs, and I went to my bedroom off of the servants' quarters. And I slept pretty well that night, but when I woke up in the morning, both of my brothers were freaked out by their experience that they had had, while then we realized one of the three dogs had gone missing. And the one dog that went missing would never leave my mom's side. There's no reason why this dog out of the three would run off on its own. So we searched the entire house, calling his name, looking for him, and we couldn't find him. So one of my brothers said, well, what about the basement? Well, the basement is completely run down. There's only electricity and a small portion of it. There's no way this dog's going to go down there. You know, he's already scared of the stairs. But, you know, so we go down there to see if he's down there, because there's nowhere else he could be. And sure enough, we go down deep into the darkest part of the basement, and there he is. Something had leashed up our dog and led him down the stairs all the way to the deep part of the basement, and had the handle of a leash under the old antique chair. we were just shocked. All of us were shocked. And we picked up the dog and took him upstairs, and we gathered in the kitchen to discuss what had just happened and also what experiences my brothers had had that night. My one brother will never talk about it and will not talk about it to this day, while my other brother said that all he saw were shadows on the stairs and he heard footsteps and he just covered his head and didn't want to see what was going on. There are definitely areas of the house that we felt like were not welcoming. My mom in particular felt unwelcome in the office area. The office was where we often left our dogs shut in whenever we left the house. And one day my mom was working in the office area when I had come home from work, and I heard her talking, and I just assumed she was talking to somebody on the phone until I realized that she wasn't even on the phone. I asked her, I said, "Who are you talking to?" And she responded with, "Well, I'm talking to you." And I had told her that I had just gotten home and hadn't said a word to her. And she had proceeded to tell me the whole conversation that she had had with me. Now, I don't know which is creepier, the fact that she was having a conversation with somebody that wasn't there, or the fact that she was having a conversation with somebody who was impersonating my voice who wasn't there. Shortly after this, I was getting ready for a night out with some friends, and I was alone in the house, and all the dogs were in there with me when something got their attention. The yellow lab, Custer, made some soft, deep barks as if he had heard someone approaching the front door at the bottom of the stairs. I looked to see if I could see someone through the window, but it was too dark. And I went back to looking in the mirror and applying my makeup when Custer went at it again. As I walked out of the bathroom and stood next to Custer at the top of the stairs, we heard a low, deep growl responding back. Custer and the other two dogs whimpered back into the bathroom, which had luckily had two entrances. So I led them out the other door and down the servants' quarter stairs and packed them all into my car. Shortly after that incident, we decided that we were going to move. In the process, we had a garage sale, selling off what all we didn't need. And a woman had approached my mom out of the blue and told her that there was something bad in our house. And then shortly after that, we had a couple who used to live in the house when it was a duplex, and they would tell us of their experiences. They had disembodied voices, shadows, things moving, and physical apparitions. And at that point, another person had approached us who had claimed to have known the podiatrist who used to live in the house. And the lady had told us that he was a grumpy old man who hated dogs. So thank you so much. I hope you air my story, and I love your show. Thanks.
It's really disturbing where the dog is led down somewhere else and leashed up. I don't know. It's kind of like with kids. You don't want the ghosts like going and doing stuff with your kids or talking to them or leading them somewhere.
Yeah, the whole story was crazy, but like you said, having the animal led into a different part of the house, et cetera, is weird. Now, when she started the story and she was talking about like keys missing and all that kind of stuff, mm-hmm. That really got to me a little bit, because like the mom was getting out of the car and that extra set of keys that was nobody's just falls out of her lap. Mm-hmm. Like, have you ever had anything like that happen to you?
No, I haven't. That would be disturbing.
Yeah, I don't know how I would feel about that. You talk about old houses, Victorian. I would not be surprised if there were ghosts and stuff there. And it's also interesting how the realtors never really wanted to talk about it. So that's crazy. I wonder how many other instances of paranormal activity this family has had over the years, if it continues today in other locations and other parts of the family and stuff like that.
That's a very good question. I would wonder the exact same thing. Thank you for sharing that story with us. If you want to share yours, 855-853-4802 is the phone number. And if you want access to the bonus episodes, advanced episodes, everything ad-free, you can just go on Ghost Stories. You can check it out on Apple Podcasts, our premium channel there. Patreon.com/RealGhostStories. Or ghostpodcast.com. Until next time, for Todd, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily, and the best part, guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Here's what happened when one journalist reported on DEI programs.
I decided to just focus on the University of Michigan. I obtained internal documents that showed that the school had spent about $250 million on DEI programs. I spent 2 weeks in Ann Arbor talking to everybody I could find. The unintended consequences of these programs, they had sort of left everybody dissatisfied. And this expensive machinery the school had built just imploded. If you're a journalist, you are not on anyone's team. All you're trying to do is figure out as many of the facts as you can gather. The facts are going to guide you to where the story lands. You're not taking sides. I'm Nick Confessori. I'm an investigations reporter for the New York Times.
Journalists like Nick follow the facts wherever they lead. They go where news breaks, get answers firsthand, and publish what they find. That's fact-based reporting. Seek it out if you don't already.
Despiértate, que el $4 breakfast meal deal ha llegado a McDonald's. Incluye un sausage McMuffin o sausage biscuit, hash brown y un café caliente. Llévate más por tu dinero con tu meal deal. Solo por tiempo limitado. Precios y participación pueden variar. Precios con entrega pueden ser más altos.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
My fellow Americans, this July, we're celebrating America's birthday at Moto Casino by giving away $1,776,000 in prize. And one lucky winner is going to take home 1 million SC. Happy 250th birthday, America. You're welcome. Download Moto Casino today.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Moto Casino is pure American energy. Born in the USA and with the same 1776 spirit that built this country. Modo, America's social casino, is celebrating that freedom with a 1 million sweeps coin prize giveaway. One lucky American is going to win 1 million sweeps coins. So what are you waiting for? Spin now on Modo Casino.
Download the Modo Casino app today. Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details.
Modo Casino.